Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
It's December 2017. What's become clear in this past week is that we are not going to get an hiatus from the awful months of 2017. 2017 is going to go right on in D.C., in the Republican and Democratic parties, in the press. The president is not changing. His sycophantic cabinet members are going to continue sitting around a table and praising him to the skies to thank him for, in effect, helping them to more income, more influence, more destruction of what was once a proud, thoughtful, protective presence in the world. And what was earlier forecast as a piece-by-piece explosion of programs and concerns of the Obama administration is coming true. As 2017 continues, Trump, for his own reasons of displeasure, dislike, and perhaps even fear, based on the exposure of his flaws, is still determined to erase the very president of a black president in nearly every field: the environment, voting rights, international agreements, and trade, basic diplomacy, with not a thought for what could be called the good of the nation. Trump's crowd has been, until this moment, incredibly lucky. Missteps have turned into ballroom dancing. Decisions and plans that should have horrified most of us, including his base, ideas, actions, statements that should have put paid to his reign, continue to issue forth without, miraculously, causing worldwide recessions, internecine conflicts within the defense and trading partners, and war. The revelations in Michael Wolff's tome, not yet read by us, are, in fact, nothing new. They've just been collected between two book covers. Combined with Robert Mueller's besieged investigation of collusion between Trump AC and the Russians, they mix in the atmosphere like poisonous and fatal mustard gas in World War I. They're going to o'erspread the nation and the world for the next few weeks, until we remember that we knew all this stuff before and chose to ignore it. Let Trump be Trump was not a good idea, nor is it now. And the odor coming from the Oval Office continues to be that of decay and dispossession. What was earlier speculation has turned true. Trump lowers every man and woman with whom he comes in contact to his own levels of ignorance, anger, and prejudice. We think we should address a major misconception that Trump has a base, and that that base should and will eventually realize it is nothing more than a sizable block of disappointed, angry, disadvantaged, and betrayed people, whether they are poor or rich, whose expectations cannot be met in any real sense, and who, while they wait for the good news, are being ground down further into a slurry of conflicting emotions. It is not possible to love a leader while doubting he can lead. Not that the president isn't fighting in his own way to remain a winner. Our own realization is that Mr. Trump may never have been a winner in any way. He and Sarah Sanders like to point out that he defeated 17 of the most talented Republican candidates for office in 2016. This is bananas. List their names today, and their accomplishments, characters, and destinies lie even lower than the personal slurry, read slime, of the chief executive. Nor have they improved in any noticeable way. Men and women of conflicted characters may have at one time seem superior to Mr. Trump. Their disappearances since his election in favor of supporting a winner give the best indication of their own value and worth. When faced with an outlier who calls out the president, does that man or woman get support from others of his party? Not in the face of power and its maintenance. not in the face of money being diverted to their families and friends. The idea that Trump has yet to do real damage to the fabric of our nation is fantasy. We cannot yet know what horrors and conflicts await us as citizens. That Congress will continue to allow Trump the leisurely destruction of Obama's more generous and healthy executive actions seems a given. Just as, should the Democrats actually make political headway at the end of 2017, their first task is to reverse and refute everything Trump himself signed. And then, later, when the wheel turns, the Republicans get to spend their first years undoing what the Democrats will have done. And then the Democrats, coming round once more, will have to undo everything that came before. The prospects of finding meaningful, positive solutions to our nation's woes, infrastructure, education, defense, trade, and health care, disappear in the round delay of revenge we'll continue to experience. The United States of America is currently buried under ice and snow, and the prospect of an early spring does not exist. Nor does the possibility that anything beneficial can be hauled out of 2017. The Oscars will go to white people. Women will continue to suffer humiliation at the hands of their bosses, colleagues, and husbands. Mike Pence will continue to stand totem-like and in complete silence at the side, make that rear, of Donald Trump, smiling, his hands piously clasped, his mental prowess no clearer than before. He has remained the president's best defense against impeachment. Political commentators in all media will continue to break barriers, using words that once were never uttered aloud, making psychiatric calls for which they are entirely unqualified, scavenging in refuse heaps for traces of Russian duplicity, not to mention the oversexed of all persuasions. And no one from 2017 will disappear or cease to scheme for a revolving chair on MSNBC or Fox or even a six-figure advance from Simon & Schuster. The age of Trump is baked into our lives for the foreseeable future. 2017 is not going to end with an election. It's not going to end at all. I'm John Neufeld. Have a happy new month.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.